Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Today I'm going to talk to you about rebates that may be offered by your local electric company if you upgrade your standard speed pump to a variable speed pump. Now, a lot of these companies will offer you a rebate if you get rid of your standard speed pump. It doesn't really make a lot of sense, but in my area, we have Southern California Edison, and they're always recommending ways to save power in my area, you know, replacing your old fridge or upgrading your air conditioner unit or putting a monitor on the AC units that can turn it off for you. Things like this. And one of the big ways that you can save electricity is by replacing your standard single speed pump with a variable speed pump. And you would think the electric companies would want to use more power so that they can make more money. However, I think they've reached a point in my area to where, you know, they want people to conserve because then they won't have the rolling blackouts and brownouts. There's actually too much power being used in my area. So Southern California Edison offers many rebates. You go to their website, SCE.com, I think it is, and or you can just Google, type in, variable speed pump rebates, Southern California Edison, or whatever electric company is in your area, and it should take you to their landing page for their rebate programs. And here in California, it's kind of weird. They only allow Leslie's Pool. They only allow a brick-and-mortar pool store that's qualified or verified by them to install the variable speed pump to get the rebate. And here in my area, about 99% of the people on the list are Leslie Pool Supply locations. For some reason, they excluded all of the pool service companies that don't have a retail store. So the list I have has like 170 stores listed, and about 160 of them, 65 of them are Leslie's Pools, which is not bad. I don't have anything against Leslie's Pools. They have good installers and they're reputable, but it's kind of weird how in my area they blocked anyone who doesn't have a retail store from installing a variable speed pump and applying for the rebate for the customer, or having the customer apply for the rebate through their local pool service company. And a thing that I find strange about it is that we are the ones that are recommending the variable speed pump to the customer. I think most of the pool service guys in my area, when the customer's pump starts to go out, the first thing we tell them is, hey, you can save a lot of money with a variable speed pump. We'll install it for you. And we can't say now that there's a rebate for it because we can't offer it because we don't have a retail pool store, which I think Edison definitely dropped the ball here. I'm not sure what they were thinking. I don't think they understood the industry, first off. I think for some reason they thought that if you're doing pool service, you're coming out of a retail pool store, that you don't work out of your home. And I think they just misjudged the market. I'm going to say that 98%, 99% of the guys that are doing pool service do not have a retail store in my area. Maybe a little bit less percentage, but most guys don't work out of a retail store. It's just not economical in California to do that. So we can't get the rebates because of that reason. And it's interesting that they don't allow the big distributors that we get our supplies from to get offer the rebate or fill out the rebate form at that place. So, you know, everyone's losing money because of Edison's, I don't know what they would call it, bad business model, including the distributor that supplies everything to us. The only one making money is Leslie's Pool, and everyone else is losing out. And I think it discourages, the whole thing is backwards, because in my opinion, it's discouraging the guys that would refer the customer to get a variable speed pump. And you're going to discourage that because then we would just have them repair their motor or replace it versus getting a new pump because we don't have any incentive. We're not getting the extra money. We're not getting paid for the install. And we'll have to refer it out to an outside provider like Leslie's Pool. So if Southern California Edison's idea was to save power on the grid and have customers install these variable speed pumps, they should have allowed the individual pool service companies to actually reap the benefits by allowing the customer to get the rebate through them. What I find funny is that there was an article in the Pool Pro magazine where Jandy, Pentair, and Hayward, plus the reps from Pool Corp, met with Edison to try to get him to understand how the California market works. And I guess the bottom line is Edison said, well, we have a setup like this. This is how we're going to keep it. And they pretty much shut the door on all the pool companies that would actually push a variable speed pump on the customer. So I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And from the consumer standpoint, it just eliminates pretty much all the competition and pricing. So basically, if you want to upgrade to variable speed pump and you want to get the $200 or $250 rebate from Edison, you're going to have to go to a Leslie's pool and pay whatever price they have for that particular pump. In other words, you can't shop around, you can't shop online, you can't shop with your local pool service provider because Edison has cut them all out, which definitely to me sounds like a monopoly and doesn't sound like it's the way it should be, but that's how it is in California. Unfortunately, the state has a lot of wacky things going on, and this is one of them. Hopefully, in your area, your power company is run by people that have some more common sense, that think things logically, that look at the market, and they understand how the market works in your area. In California, we don't have that luxury, but you know, check with your local electric company in your area for the rebate program that they may offer. Most of them do offer some kind of rebate for upgrading to a variable speed pump. And Edison, of course, does offer the rebates on their site through Leslie's Pool. There's a handful of small pool stores that are on the list. I saw a couple. I saw Gary's Pool Supply in Upland, and I saw one in Los Angeles. So you definitely have a couple small pool store options, but if you want to get the rebate, you're going to have to go at Leslie's Pool. When someone first told me this, I thought they made a mistake, but then I looked at the list that's posted on Edison's site, and it is true. It is mainly Leslie's Pool Supply. Again, nothing against Leslie's Pool Supply. I just don't think that it's being honoring the competitive market of the pool industry in California by only allowing one pool store to install the pumps to get the rebate. So I'll get off my soapbox now, and if you're looking for more resources, you can definitely find them on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and I have an ebook available for $9.99. And if you do pool service for a living, you can definitely check out my coaching site. For $10 a month, you can text me in real time, and for $20 a month, you can call me. You can learn more about all the other great benefits from joining at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this minicast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. This podcast has been brought to you by InyoPools.com. InyoPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.